right down.
Anxiety, stress, chronic brain, depression, nausea, it can induce euphoria and stimulate appetite.
I'm gonna guess waffles.
That is incorrect. Actually, Alex, the food I'm talking about are cannabis-based medicinal extracts.
Cannabis-based medicinal extracts? That sounds like you're smoking drugs, Ed.
No, baby. There are smokeless, safe, and less expensive alternatives to smoking.
But can I use it to sleep?
Yes, baby.
Good, because I'm so excited by this that I may never sleep again.
And it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com for a non-addictive, pharmaceutical-free alternative to smoking medical marijuana. Check them out today at number 4altacalifornia.com.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You look like the kind of person who has a sense of humor.
Oh, is the radio talking to me?
No, I'm on an internet podcast.
I'm talking to an internet podcast?
Don't be silly. It's a one-way form of communication. But I don't want you to miss out on the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2016 from March 2nd through 6th. And you don't have to. You can buy tickets now on universe.com. With 24 national and international visiting comedians and 20 local hosts, you won't want to miss a thing.
What if I can't be at every show?
Don't worry. All shows will be available for free download at MutinyRadio.fm until the internet falls apart.
Oh, podcast God, I can't wait to listen to all these great comedy shows and everything else that's cool at MutinyRadio.fm before the internet falls apart.
You too won't want to miss a bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. 2016. Buy tickets now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals. Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pam.
Time for the happy hour on Mutiny Radio, the happiest of hours of comedy.
Until the internet falls apart.
Oh, podcast god, I can't wait to listen to all these great comedy shows and everything else that's cool at MutinyRadio.fm before the internet falls apart.
You too won't want to miss a bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. Buy tickets. Now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals. Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
My friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey. Yeah.
be like in front of an audience, like other than like squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things, dude, before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
Did you know that compact fluorescent light bulbs use 60% less energy than regular light bulbs? And that each one saves about 300 pounds of carbon dioxide a year? If all Americans switched to CFLs, we would save more than 90 billion pounds of carbon dioxide. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Muni Radio in San Francisco.
People from all over the Bay Area come to the Lindsay Wildlife Museum to experience close encounters with live wild animals. The museum's living collection features more than 50 species of non-releasable native California animals. Visitors can see and learn about wildlife such as eagles, owls, bobcats, coyotes, reptiles, and other fascinating creatures. The museum's world-renowned Wildlife Rehabilitation Hospital treats more than 5,000 wild animals each year with the goal of returning them to their native habitat. The Lindsay Wildlife Museum is in Walnut Creek. To learn more, visit wildlife-museum.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs and pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Meals on Wheels is dedicated to fostering independent living for San Francisco seniors by providing hot, nutritious meals delivered to their homes. They're committed to fostering independent living for as long as possible. For more information, please call Meals on Wheels at 415-920-1111. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Thank you. you're a comedian, musician, or performing artist, you know that a good video of yourself is the ultimate promotional tool.
Welcome. This is the Common Thread Collective here on Mutiny Radio. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Yo, I'm doing my best. It's a beautiful day. I can feel the spring in the air here in the Mission District. And we're all doing our best to get on the same page to bring anarchy out of chaos. But it be happening. We got some amazing stuff happening right here. And we're going to be centered around the planet here at this Mutiny Radio. Mutiny Radio, and here we be, as you see, of just feeling free, hanging in and hanging out. People are welcome to come down. It is an open mic right here in the corner of 21st and Florida in the heart of the Mission, the sunny Mission District with spring in the air. So, hey, Ubi, take it away, and Ira, you be right here, and here be Ira, and we can do Ico, maybe, what we got right here. We're going to start off in a good way, but take it away, Ubi. Welcome, everybody.
That's right. Everything's going to be all right. It's the Common Thread Collective. It can't go wrong. I mean, that is not a jinx. That is a well-known fact. Everything that happens over here is magic. Every Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco. And I'm certain today will be no different. So, of course, you just heard from Ubi Dooby, that's Diamond Dave's oldest son, letting us know every week that even though things get kind of crazy and maybe it looks like they're going to be a little bit out of control, it's all right. Everything's going to be all right as long as we keep moving forward, moving ahead, and doing our best to keep ourselves above water. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yo, well, that's the way it is when we come in and I look about and everybody's running about. We all got put to get on the same page is what we do here. And we're getting on that page. And I believe we're on that page. It's this page for this day in history. This day in hipstery. On the eve of International Women's Day, hey, I want to send my bon voyage, my cool running, and happy trails to our sister Rain, who's on her way, and she's on the big airplane now, headed on her way to New York City. We're representing the Women's International League of Peace and Freedom. She's going to be a delegate in the International Commission for the Status of Women at the UN in New York City. Sorry, Rain, but she sent me a text to read on my phone. So she's going to be here in spirit. She already is. So now, in that spirit, hey, Ira, you up for it?
Yeah, ready.
Hey, Rob, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
You guys got the common thread?
Come on, Rob.
So let's do it. Let's hear it, you guys.
You want to start the rhythm? Cool.
Well, let's get it done here. Folks, bring it out.
Thank you. Tobacco Isle.
Let's do Bud Light.
Love Light? Okay, we'll do Love
This
Light.
Is the Common Thread cool. Collective. Cool. Mutiny Radio. This is happening live. L-I-V-E live at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Let our love light shine. This be our Grateful Dead intro. Right here. Hey, you guys are rocking it. Mardi Gras. Yeah, I got it. It's Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. We also have a King's Cake over here. If you guys want to have some food, there's King's Cake.
Well, I'm not the only one. Yeah. But anyway, give us another selection. I'm loving it. Let's make the energy level up and up.
Gotta get the mic. Yeah.
certainly bringing up the energy at the beginning of this program.
Thank you. That's fun.
Right on, Rob and Ira. Lots of love.
Fucking trendsetter.
That was fun. That was definitely great. Hey, in a few minutes, we're expecting a special phone call. And this phone call is about a special event table, a special event is connected with a special event we're going to have for International Women's Day. Once again, hey, Val, International Women's Day, you put it out there at City College of San Francisco in the Ocean Campus. And this is going to be Tuesday, and it's the 9th annual Intersecting Identities Conference, it's called. It's going to be all day long. All day long, and it's based on, oh, here's another member of the class. Carolyn, here, have a seat. Grab this mic.
Yeah, we'll get you a microphone set up there.
Talking to me, you're talking to the world.
Okay, hi, Diamond Dave.
Hey, Carolyn. So we're in this class that's every Thursday at 1 o'clock at City College, called, what's it called? Our
it's
Story.
It's called Our Stories. Women's
Go ahead.
Studies Department 20, we get to tell our stories. Multicultural students from everywhere, every phase of life, anything that you have to say, you get to tell your story. In story writing, oral traditions, and anything that you want to do. You get to tell your story.
And it's, the theme is based on Neelik Butler is a Native woman. This comes from her, I'm a reflection of the earth herself. We take these students in the back, you're there, they want to take the student to realize that Mother Earth is what it's about. And as she said, I'm a reflection of the earth herself. Make Mother Earth and all her children safe from bullying, hate crimes, and stereotypes. I think that's the theme for the day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So is this I'm a little confused. Is this the one-day thing, or is this an ongoing class?
One-day, all-day conference. The nature of the show, hey, what's up, was the nature of the class is one of the things is our story is finding a safe place where people can tell their stories, where they can find that common thread, where they be comfortable with ourselves. And we have a variety of students in the class of all ages, totally multicultural and multiracial. Is that right, Carolyn?
Yes, it is. Each year, the City College of San Francisco, through their Women's Studies Department, associated students, clubs, and programs, such as the Women's Resource Center and Our Stories Club, joined this year by the Nelson Mandela Multicultural Resource Center and the Interclub Council, created a safe place for the entire campus and community to share stories on ways to stop bullying, stereotypes, and hate crimes. The uniqueness of our program is that we apply the feminist theory of intersectionality, where we look at how we are bullied, as well as how we bully, depending on our socially constructed identities and contexts of space and time or locations.
In other words, it's about getting out of the box that society puts us in. It's about finding ways to get on the same page so that we realize that we're all fellow human beings here on this planet they call Mother Earth. Is that right? Our mother called Earth. Is that right?
Yes, yes. We also are honoring the water. Given this year's drought, our campus community members, such as Dr. Vika Paleta, who will share a Pacific Islander's relationship to the ocean. Dominique, who will share the CCSF Farmers Market Project, ITSEL, and VIDA Vita, sharing ways to stop bullying. Undocumented students, Melissa Toyama, who will share global aspects of being bullied for multiracial, ethnic, national identities, and how to navigate and heal from haters, and many more. In addition, the students will release their collection of stories that embrace shadows and how they stand tall.
And they're going to be coming in a week or two to read from that anthology, Embrace the Shadows, and stand tall. So once again, we got an ongoing connection going on, and it starts at 9 in the morning. We're gonna have a blessing at 9 in the morning, a circle. We'll be saging, we'll be getting down, and there'll be a series of events it's gonna be leading to. In fact, we're waiting for the call at 3:30 to the traveling team called Climbing Poetry. These two sisters who I met at the social forum in Detroit and never forgot. About 3 years ago, we connected with one another, and they're traveling. They go for their be at UC Santa Cruz. They'll be at UC Santa Cruz. They'll be down at Fresno. They'll be coming up here. They'll be at SF State, and then Tuesday at 1:30, they'll be at City College. And it's all going to be at UB, at MUB. That's a multi-use building. That's a new building. 1:40, and by the way, there's going to be food. For the body, mind, and spirit, and it's all free, food for the body, mind, and spirit. So come on through, and we be doing it, and we be in the class together, we be talking about it, we be planning, we be going on. Is that right, Carolyn?
That's right, and the contact person is Christina Wright. That's Christina Wright at area code 415-239-3112. Christina Wright at 415-239-3112 or Elsie Rivas at erivas6@mail.ccsf.edu. The 9th Annual Intersecting Identities Conference.
Hey, Kel, that's beautiful. Very well said. You enunciate that perfectly. Uncle, what do you think of the class?
It's wonderful.
Tell us a bit of your own impressions about us coming together, strangers becoming friends, friends becoming family, family becoming community. Isn't that pretty much what happens?
Well, actually, when everyone tells their story, no one is a stranger.
We all interconnect. Oh, you're so special, sister. I knew that. So glad you made it down there.
I'm glad to.
And that's really exciting that that you're going to be, folks will be coming in here to share stories from the anthology that you're putting together. And I definitely want to invite you down to, I know the Common Thread Collective starts at 3 o'clock, but at 2 o'clock is Women's Magazine, which is a show that I host. And I'd love to welcome as many people who want to come down and share their stories during that same time. So
we're going to get together. We'll let our class know that this is available, that this is coming. So later in the semester, we'll put that. And anyway, do we have climbing poetry?
We do. On the phone, we have the women from Climbing Poetry.
Wow, is that you guys? Who's this?
Hey, hello. It's Alexa. How are you?
Oh, really good. Hey, folks, this is Climbing Poetry. Let's show the Climbing Hi. Poetry that we are here, and we're listening, and we're up for it.
This is awesome.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Certainly. Yeah, you can come in. So Dave's going to jump on this mic here.
Also, what we're talking about, hey, you two, you're coming up to a beautiful day. It's a beautiful weekend. I think we're in San Francisco. The temperature is pushing 70. The sun is shining. Everybody's going to be out and about in the street. So come on down, and we'll be connected. In fact, we got connected. The first time I saw you two and were blown away was in Detroit at the Social Forum. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. It was a powerful time.
It was. I said, wow, these women are amazing. You guys coming out of the slam tradition and putting it out there and talking about what we're talking about. Let's talk a bit about all of this. Using the power of art to create a better world. You guys have been on tour for years now putting out that message. I know I'm right with that.
Yeah, over 10 years we've been collaborating together. And yes, absolutely remember the powerful convergence in Detroit. I was in a powerful time and incredible to meet you, Diamond Dave.
Yo, if you go to your website, Climbing Poetry, and take a look at this endless list of colleges, community events, youth get-togethers, powwows of every sort. Not only are you putting out your word, but your words, which I'm sure are constantly organically changing and carrying on, but you're also learning from others all along the way. I think I'm right. Is that right?
That's great. We have really valuable. Not only do we use our voices to represent the communities that we come from, but also to be part of re-encouraging the storytelling and movement building of the communities that we get to check with on our tours around the nation and globally. So in addition to the performances, we do a lot of workshops that are really about reclaiming the power of our story and the power of our voice. And we started a story gathering project 7 years ago now, where we give our audience members opportunities to write a piece of their truth, of their intention or their personal story, and we show them this giant, colorful, ever-growing tapestry that we also tour with. And those who might have seen us before will know of the project. It's almost like colorful to the entire flag. It's enormous, made of 6,000 stories of folks as young as 2 and as old as 92, you know, dropping wisdom from their personal experiences and sending messages that miss us all. So, yes, to the power of story and to help pollinate, you know, everyday people's truth.
That's so cool. That's exactly in line with what we were just talking about with another friend here, putting out people's stories so they get a chance to put it out there and integrate that and integrate all these different ideas and thoughts and feelings and into a community space.
And that's what the show is about. And that's what we're going to be doing on Tuesday at City College of San Francisco, the biggest community college in the country. And sharing those stories, and it's all going to build to that back and forth, that symbiotic symbiotic that we're talking about, which you've been doing, which you're going to be bringing to City College at 1:30 on Thursday. But between then and now, you're going to be in Fresno. You're going to be at UC Santa Cruz. You're going to be at UC Santa Barbara, so you're going to see all very. You're going to be connecting with. Yeah, you're going to be connecting with various slices of young life all the way up the coast, and ending there. So anyway, and then coming through at City College, but on Monday you're going to be at SF State. Do you know where that's going to be? Where that's going to be, and when? Where are you going to be, and when that's happening?
Monday we'll be at San Francisco State in the Fisher Stuyvesant Student Center in Adams Hall, which is on the terrace level of the Student Center. We'll be there from 6 to 8 doing a performance in celebration of Women's History Month. It's called Strong Women, Strong Visions. And we'll be doing both a performance and a workshop.
Okay, well, I definitely plan. I know I'm going to be there. Val, if you're feeling, let's go there. I want to be there to greet you guys and to connect with you guys and reconnect. So I'll be ready to introduce you guys in the best, in a good way at City College just down the street.
And just so the listeners know, we performed at UC Santa Cruz last night, or yesterday during the day, actually, and Santa Barbara was the day before that. But coming up this weekend, we will be in Fresno doing a number of events in Fresno before coming up to the Bay Area, and really excited to be back in SF for sure.
Wow.
And all of the details for all of our shows and our tour schedule, which has many California dates set up these next couple weeks, is and climbing Spartan poetry, P-O-E-T-R-E, like a tree.
So you said climbing poet tree?
Climbing poetry.
I'm sorry. Sorry, it's just a little. It was a little hard to hear you just that one time. Could you repeat the website just one more time?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, now you're
climbing,
clear as a bell.
Poetry. Poetry is spelled P-O-E-T-R-E-E. .com.
Got it.
Climbing poetry. Hey, sister, we got queued up now. In fact, you sent me the link. I'm talking about awakening. Well, could you? I'm looking forward to talking to you, to looking at you, to looking at your eye, and talking to you, and connecting with you, and introducing you to our family here in San Francisco at City College in San Francisco, California. So why don't you introduce? Could you introduce Awakening? And this,
absolutely.
Hey folks, this is a sample of what we're going to be seeing and talking about. So come on through at State on Monday night, or at City College at 1:30 in the afternoon, and it will be food for the body, mind, and spirit. Hey, sister, so good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much, Diamond Dave. Yes, please introduce the poem you are about to hear. It's called Awakening, which is the finale poem from Alixa and my two-woman multimedia show, Hurricane Season. And it's really a prayer for all of us to recognize this critical time that we're alive in and a beautiful opportunity that we have to enact the change that the world is so thirsty for. And we often close our performances with this piece because it's really about affirming that incredible potential that we all have for transformation. And where the recording of it is recent from a live reading of it that we did in Hawaii. We were on the Big Island and a gentleman that came to our show offered to film us. And so in this recording, we're actually standing in a tidal pool in front of the Pacific Ocean, along with Leah Song and Biko from Rising Appalachia, who are accompanying us on the Ngonian vocals. And so you'll hear the waves crashing and the wind blowing in the background, but it was a really beautiful moment, a really magical moment. So we hope that comes through.
Hey, did you meet, while you were there, did you meet another crew called Medicine for the People?
Yeah, well, Nakua Medicine for the People were not there the exact same time as us, but our projects are closely linked, and hopefully we'll be overlapping in our migration soon.
Because we got the goddesses Isis, they've all been here as well. So they're all here. We're all connecting all these different contingents, collectives, contingents, families, are traveling the country, traveling the world, putting out this powerful message. This powerful message, and what this show is you're on now is to put that voice out right here indigenously in the Mission District of San Francisco, the Barrio, and around the planet at City College. In the city, on the planet, and in the street. Hey, sister, there we be. I can hardly wait to embrace you guys and say welcome once again. Take it away. We be awakening. Love is what it's about, that's for sure. Take it away.
Darkness is only the absence of light. Like loneliness is the reason we fight, and fear is the reason we might never know what it be like. If we all realize the meaning of our lives and live as if life depended on the gifts we tried to hide. Whoever told you you can't fly was afraid of heights you'd reach if you tried. You better free your mind before they illegalize thought. There's a war going on. The first casualty was truth, and it's inside you. The universe is counting on our belief that faith is more powerful than fear. And in that shifting moment, we'll all remember why we're here. In a world where you're assassinated for having a dream, and the rich spend $9 billion a year to control our ideas, and visions are televised, so things aren't what they seem. We gotta believe in a world where there's room enough for everyone to breathe. Cause reality is made of 7 billion thoughts who made up their mind of what's real and what's not. So I stopped believing in false idols of war, greed, and hate. It's not worth my faith. And my mind's dedicated to justice, and my soul's devoted to love. And love is God, and God is truth, and truth is you, and you are me. And I am everything, and everything is nothing. And nothing is the birthplace of creation, and transformation is possible, and you are proof. And the most powerful tool in the hands of the oppressor is what's inside our heads. And the most dangerous weapon to combat the deception lives inside our chest. Hold a mirror to your heart. What does it reflect? What will be the message of the legacy we've left? We were born right now for a reason. We can be whatever we give ourselves the power to be. And right now, we need dream weavers, bridge builders, truth sayers, light bearers, food growers, wound healers, trailblazers, life lovers, peace makers. Give what you most deeply desire to give. Every moment you are choosing to live, or you are waiting. Why? flower hesitate to open. Now is the only moment. Raindrop, let go. Become the ocean. Possibility is as wide as the space we create to hold us. We were born right now for a reason. The reason is up to you. Just think of so much is controlled by so few. Imagine how much so many of us could all do when you consider this system runs off of our fuel. If we stop running alone, we see just who's ruling who. The game don't exist if we don't play by its rules. So don't be scared. In the moment of dawning, or the height you will reach when you rise to your calling and release all your rain, call it light or fall. Let go of your wanting and give in to your longing to live free of possession and full of belonging to the intricate infinite. We're all a part of the web that you wove in a dream you've forgotten was the creator awakening into our conscience. Condensation of vapor into a droplet of water.
Wow, that was amazing.
Hey, spreading the word, putting it out there, leaving people on a high note, and letting people know we got something to do. And that something
Thank
to do
you.
Is to find one another and communicate and build this ever-growing organic community that you're finding wherever you go, I think. Is that right, Sister Poetry?
I don't know if we still have him on the line. They may have just hung up, but we want to let them know that we appreciate them calling in, and I'm so glad we got to play that track. That was a really powerful track. You guys can find it on YouTube also. It's just go Climbing Poetry, Awakening is the track, and it's a really cool video. They literally are standing there with the waves crashing in behind them, and, you know, it's... That was awesome. I'm excited that they're coming into the city. Coming in Monday, they'll be in San Francisco Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. at San Francisco State University Student Center. And then heading over to City College. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yeah, they'll be there at 1:30, but it's going to be going on all day. And I want to let the folks here know that there's going to be open mics. There's gonna be, during that time, there'll be a time to put out the word, to put out your word, to find that community, and it will be a case of strangers becoming friends, and friends becoming family, and family becoming community, and community on the move. This is that movement emerging around the planet, at City College, in the city, San Francisco, on the planet, and in the street. And I see a lot of folks are out there in the street, in fact, getting together, doing it. This will be a party. Come on down here to 21st of Florida, right on the corner, Mutiny Radio Cafe, and here we be. And hey, my brother Amos. Amos is here. Amos, I'm coming in. Hold on. Hey, Amos, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good today, Dave. How are you?
We're doing good. So good to see you.
All right.
So Amos is part of the Veterans Mural Project down there in the Tenderloin, am I right? On Gary Street.
Yep, it's down in the Tenderloin. It's the San Francisco Veterans Mural Project. I'm the founder of the project, and it's down between Taylor and Jones, Geary and O'Farrell. It's formerly called Shannon Alley today, but we have a petition in that we're circulating around with the city to officially have the name changed from Shannon Alley to Veterans Alley.
All right. Well, there's a lot of veterans around there. We're all veterans in a way. And here we be. That seems like a natural event. And well, one of the things you do, you're a multimedia kind of dude, and Amos, is, in fact, he's wearing a pair of pants covered with the paint. His pants are a mural in itself. More of a Jackson Pollock kind of painting, but it's definitely a painting. We had to put it up to get auctioned them off and get enough money to make that sign to work into anyway. Auction off your pants to get paint for the mural.
That's
there are people coming through. This guy's brother, Caleb. My goodness. Anyway, here we are. And so anyway, tell a bit what you've done. This is a
It's a public service announcement. It's a public service announcement that we put together down in Vets Alley, and it's for Mr. Bo Bergdo. Bo is the only prisoner of war held by the Taliban. He's been held since 2009, June 2009. So that would make it 5 years. He was captured at 23. He'll be 28 this year. And right now we all understand that the U.S. is trying to get out of Afghanistan. And fortunately, unfortunately, we do have our government, the Obama administration, actually stepping forward and admitting that they have been negotiating with the Taliban for Bo's release. Bo could quite possibly have been released a few years ago, but one of the demands that the Taliban has for his release is the exchange of five Guantanamo prisoners. This was negotiated with the U.S. government a few years ago. There are several senators, in one in particular, Mr. John McCain, who himself was a former POW in Vietnam, who opposed the exchange of Guantanamo prisoners for Bo. So what we did in Veterans Alley, we went down and we did a very nice mural for Bo. We then invited any members of the community at large, veterans and non-veterans, to come in and do a video shoot and a photo shoot around Bo to create a public service announcement to raise awareness around his plight and to inform the general public that we need to call our congressmen, particularly our senators, and